What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Diving right back into it. It is a Tuesday, some people's favorite day of the week. Some people think it's Wednesday. I know it's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, baby.
But you can have tacos any day of the week.
Oh,
is
really?
That,
okay.
Is that the one? Is that the, that got me a little bit. Is that the one food you think you could eat 7 days a week? I know it's probably egregious to say you could eat one food item the whole week, but like I feel like that or pizza's up there.
Yes.
I had pizza last night with pesto on it. It was
very good, so but I, good. I couldn't do pizza every night.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard. Tacos I could probably because there's so many different varieties of tacos.
Yes.
You use soft tacos, hard tacos,
shrimp, beef.
Whatever you like. There's so many just variations that you can go with. So I could probably do that.
What's the best meat for a taco? Easy text line.
Because
I like a nice carne asada.
That's good.
See, I'm a big fish taco guy.
Yeah, me too. Mm. Yes.
Like a blackened fish?
Yeah, not fried. I would go a grilled mahi-mahi or shrimp or something
absolutely.
Like that. Like, I'm a blackened big seafood shrimp. Guy, so I would go any kind of seafood.
If we do go to New Orleans when the Chiefs go, if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to eat a po' boy sandwich every day that we're there.
You'll be puking.
I hope.
Yeah.
At least I'll be skinny. It's the best of both worlds. It's like hot ice. You heat up the ice cubes. But yeah, I think Creole food is the most underrated food out in the world. I've never had like great French cuisine, which I've heard is very good. But man, Creole food, gumbo, jambalaya,
yes,
oysters, crawfish, all that, man. Like good lordy wardy.
There's a lot of good food in New Orleans. I'll tell you that. Jasper will set us up places too.
Oh, nice.
Believe me. Yes. He knows the whole city. So,
oh, nice. Let's just like, we could get him on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me around.
Yeah. Just let him be our tour guide. Yeah, you don't want to go there. You don't
Jasper,
go there.
You're going to New Orleans with us. Pack a bag, my friend.
You don't want to go there. You want to go over here. Okay, sweet. Come back and just be absolutely happy. But it is a Tuesday, so we get to have our tough Tuesdays. I don't know if Dallas is going to make this list. We've talked a lot about Dallas already. My tough Tuesday starts off with the Minnesota Vikings. I say this because it's... I don't know, man. It was such a great season, and then the last couple episodes were just terrible. Like, you lost to Detroit, and you're like, all right, that's, you know, one bad game. And then last night's performance, it was like, wow.
They doubled down last night,
didn't
they?
Not only that, but, like, the reason I say it's tough is because now people are going to question Kevin O'Connell. People are going to be like, well, now it's, I don't know if Sam Darnold was that guy. He was good all year, but it didn't matter when it mattered and, you know, lost to Detroit, so they lost the number one seed, had to go on the road. Played against the Rams, lost to the Rams. If you go back to about 3 weeks ago, I said the Rams are the one team in the NFC I don't want to play. They're getting hot at the right time. They have the best coach in the NFC. They have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. They have a formula that works. And they're a high-powered offense. Puka Nacua is a stud. They didn't even use Cooper Kupp last night.
Cooper Kupp didn't have his first reception until like the second half, that play down the sideline.
One catch for like 23 yards.
Where's Cooper Kupp been all night?
What did he do to Stafford? What happened?
Puka Nacua is his guy, and the tight end dude that got hurt early on was having himself a start to the game. And then boom, chest injury, and he's out, you know. So that was tough for the Rams, but they overcame it. They were fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Kevin O'Connell should be questioned at all today.
No.
I don't know what Kevin O'Connell didn't do right in that game. I know what Sam Darnold didn't do right. I mean, I'm not a stat nerd. I'm not a play nerd. I'm not an X's and O nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can see that Sam Darnold throw the football, bro.
Yeah, he was
like, I mean, like, you got to get rid of the ball.
Zero pocket awareness.
Only, For the stat for that is only two of Darnold's six sacks taken have come in less than 4.4 seconds.
That means he's just holding on.
4 seconds is a long time, guys.
I mean, you get Patrick Mahomes.
Ask any high school kid, man. 4 seconds is a long time.
I know what he means by that.
I know what he means by that.
Two, three, four. Like, get rid of it, throw it.
You were talking yesterday. I don't know if this was on the air or we were, you know, playing grab ass or whatever, but you'd mentioned like the hang time of Tommy Thompson, the punter.
Tommy Townsend. It was in the post-production.
Yeah. And like 4.6 seconds or whatever it
number
is.
Number one in the NFL.
Right. That's a long time, man. Yeah. That is a long, like, just think about a ball being pitched from home plate from the pitcher, like less than a second it gets there. Like, sports time, man, moves fast. But 4 seconds plus to hold on to the football in the NFL. Imagine if Patrick Mahomes had four seconds to throw on every. What was that? I mean, are you all right back there? Did you just look at Vanna White in high school? Like, the hell?
I'd like to buy a vowel. Oh,
my God. I mean, let's rank the moan by Mac right there.
Ten.
On, man. I mean, my God.
You're doing it to me this morning. I mean, that's incredible.
But 4 seconds is a very long time to hold that foot. Like,
I've been trying to say that for years.
Sam Darnold last night, man. I know he's your guy. He stunk.
His
last 8 quarters have cost him the future.
So tough Tuesday for Minnesota as well because of the way it ended. Tough for Cowboy fans today. Man, you have no idea what your franchise is doing. My good friend Mike Price, I know you're listening. I know you're a tough fan because he was sending me messages last night. He's like, dude, I don't know. Again, you have the opportunity to leave your franchise. Come over here where the water's warm.
Well, it's not even come over here. It's like after 30 years, why are you still there? And I don't want to hear I'm a fan. No, it's okay to say, you know what? For 30 years, you haven't given me what. Like, would you stay in a marriage for 30 years if your wife was Jerry Jones?
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
Yeah, right.
Nailed it.
Got it.
Knew it was coming.
But like, seriously, like, like if your wife or your husband were the Dallas Cowboys, wouldn't you have kicked that loser ass to the curb a decade ago?
Well,
or decades ago?
You gave me this ring 30 years ago. It's really nice, but it doesn't mean anything now.
I mean, I know a lot of people stay married in relationships for the kids. Like, your kids are 30 now. Like, they got their own kids. You're grandparents. It's time to move on.
Yeah,
so,
your most coveted kid is now saying that you don't have a coveted job.
That's right. Yeah. like it's not a coveted job down there. And for Troy Aikman to say that, man, that takes some balls for Troy Aikman to say that, man. I love the fact that he did, because it's true. Being a coach at a local high school is more coveted right now than being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. At least you can help kids.
Well, imagine if Jerry Jones was your program director. He'd be like, you don't need to talk about this. We're going to do this. We're going to stick to the 90s, you know, radio. We're not going to do 2025 radio.
Right. Or any job. But that, again, you're only as good as your leadership.
Nobody likes to be micromanaged.
And in sports, you're only as good as your owner allows you to be. And Jerry Jones doesn't. He's going to hire Kellen Moore and try to be the puppet master again. Mm-hmm. And we all know how that's going to end up.
Yep. And then my last tough Tuesday is Jim Harbaugh. You got a tough Tuesday, man, because now you have to go back to the drawing board and you have to get a real good, serious conversation with your quarterback who you're supposed to be able to bring up to this league and have ready. And you got a firsthand look at what was Justin Herbert's biggest flaw was, can he win a playoff game? Can he show up in the playoffs? He definitely did not. He was definitely bad. Now you have a very tough task to be like, okay, how can I get Justin Herbert over this hump and stay relevant in the AFC West that is getting tougher and tougher and tougher? And oh, by the way, I've got to compete against Patrick Mahomes, and I've got to get my quarterback ready for playoff football.
Compete against him, compete against Bo Nix now, the Raiders if they hire Pete Carroll. I mean, the division is only, well, I shouldn't say only going to get, it depends on what the Raiders do. But I think Bo Nix is going to be better next year. I think, obviously, you know, the Chiefs are going to be as good as they are every single year. You're competing against a very, very tough group right now, and the Chargers need to go out there and figure out if Justin Herbert's their answer. My tough Tuesday is pretty simple. It's Sam Darnold. I mean, I've never seen an athlete in my life cost himself so much money so fast like Sam Darnold did. 10 days ago, 8 days ago, 9 days ago, we were talking about, wow, maybe Sam Darnold could go to the Giants or to the Jets and turn around a franchise like he did in Minnesota. Now, I'd rather have anybody but Sam Darnold as my starting quarterback because he showed his true colors. When it matters most, Sam Darnold turned back into a pumpkin and stunk.
So you're ready for J.J. McCarthy if you're a Minnesota fan?
I think you have to be right. I think that, you know, they in sports, everything seemingly just works out, right? It figures itself out. And kind of like in life as well, things just kind of figure themselves out. In this situation, I think Minnesota over these last 8 quarters was given a golden opportunity to say, you know what, we're moving on from Sam Darnold. Major decision, easy. Let J.J. McCarthy be the guy. You know what you have in Sam Darnold, a guy that's not tough in the mind, a guy that can't win when it matters most. You don't want that guy anymore as your quarterback. J.J. McCarthy's an unknown. You're starting J.J. McCarthy next year.